imaging services. There are a couple of different issues before us on MRI. And again, let's start, Brenda, if you would, with a review of what is before us, and then I'll go to public hearing.
Okay. Again, this is Brenda. The commission took proposed action at the June 9th commission meeting and moved language forward for public hearing. Again, this public hearing was held on July 23rd, and the language was submitted to the Joint Legislative Committee. The proposed changes are the following: streamlined Section 1, technical edits in Section 2, added an exclusion in Section 2.1DD for MRI simulators. The MRI simulator language is consistent with the requirements of the CON review standards for computed tomography or CT scanners. The use of an MRI simulator would not need an approval for an MRI CON if used only for MRT treatment planning purposes. In the event that the facility wants to use the MRI for billable diagnostic procedures, then the facility would need to have an approved MRI CON. Streamlined and reorganized sections 3 through 7. Added an exception to the criteria for conversion of a mobile to a fixed MRI in section 3.2B III to allow for a hospital with 3,000 MRI adjusted procedures, 24-hour emergency care services, and at least 20,000 ER visits within a 12-month period to convert from a mobile to a fixed. Added a technical amendment for section 3.2D to clarify that an applicant applying under section 3.2B III shall locate the fixed MRI unit at the same site as the existing host site. Eliminated the draft contract requirement within expansion and replacement for mobile services. Modified the expansion criteria for mobile services to utilize only historical utilization, adjusted procedures, not physician commitments, which are available adjusted procedures. Eliminated the exception for relocating outside of the relocation zone, but within the planning area, as this exception is obsolete and not utilized. Modified the project delivery requirements. Other technical edits, including those based on administrative practice. Also, please note, we have a couple more technical amendments, and that was passed out to you earlier this morning. Those technical amendments include, under Section 2.1B, modifying the term actual MRI adjusted procedures to read actual MRI adjusted procedures or MRI adjusted procedures, as these two terms are used interchangeably throughout the standards, and remove the references for purposes of Section 16 or 17. Another technical amendment was under Section 3.5, which was modified for clarity. At the end of the sentence, just removed and shall meet each of the following, as that's already stated at the beginning of the sentence. And just a technical amendment under 12.2, changing the word from is to are, and then section 17 in the title modified it to read lists published by the department. Again, all of these technical changes, including the four that were distributed this morning, have been included in the proposed language that is up on the screen. In addition, you have the complete oral and written testimonies from the public hearing and a summary of those testimonies included in the binder. The department supports the MRI simulator language as well as the technical changes and all amendments for final action by the commission and to move forward to the Joint Legislative Committee and the governor for the 45-day review period. The department does not support the language for the conversion of a mobile to a fixed service for ER services in Section 3.2B III. The department opposes standards with exception language that affects a few specific facilities. Revisions to the standards should be applicable on a statewide basis and should reflect general CON health policy. If MRI utilization in an ER room has become a commonly accepted practice, then the standards should reflect the changing nature of the medical practice on a statewide basis and addressed from a statewide perspective. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. So just so the commission understands, we have essentially five different items. There are some technical amendments that the department supports. There is a use of simulators for treatment planning that the department supports. There is the mobile to fixed for ER that Oaklawn Hospital has talked to us about in the past. There is what we have been calling the charity care exception.
No.
This is Brenda. The charity care proposal, that's a separate issue.
Right.
That'll be next on the agenda.
Right. I understand.
That's not, okay.
I'm saying that that's something that we have talked about, but that is not part of what you have been discussing so far.
That is
so
correct.
So we're going to take that up separately. And then there is the dedicated research unit language that's in here that is really part of the technical amendments.
Correct.
Okay. So we're really considering everything that we have talked about in the past except the charity care. That is the next item on the agenda.
This is Brenda. That
okay.
is correct.
So I just want to make sure everybody understands. I'm going to turn to Commissioner Sandler in one moment because I know that you've been very helpful on the work group, but I just want to make sure people understand what is before us.
I'd like to make a suggestion,
yeah.
Commissioner Goldman, that each one of these items be taken up individually for a
I
vote.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah. otherwise it's too confusing and somebody might be in favor of one but not be in favor of another.
Exactly. Okay. So do you want to, Commissioner Sandler, do you want to talk about the issues that are before us under item Roman numeral 8?
Yes, there are two issues that were passed last time, and I'll discuss each one. And we can vote on them individually. The first one is the simulator. There were some questions raised at the last CON commission meeting, and because of that, a letter has been produced from Dr. Lawrence, the chair of radiation oncology at the University of Michigan, and Dr. Movsis, his counterpart at the Henry Ford Health System, to further explain the use of MRI simulators. In addition, at the work group, this topic was briefly discussed, and I believe Steve from the University of Michigan passed out actually an example of the difference of CT and MI simulators. The MRI simulator is strictly to simulate and to plan radiation oncology in a precise way. They're similar to CT, which is a carve-out. You cannot do the diagnostic images will not be done for reimbursement purposes. This passed 8-0 at the last meeting. The department does support this. I'm going to give you what's now known as prejudice and not fact. You know, I'm very careful about separating those two. This is starting to be common at cancer centers. My guess, and it's only a guess, well, the motivation from the radiation oncology community that strongly supports this is primarily based on the possibility of PBT or heavy metal coming into the state, in which case they feel this would be an essential part of radiation planning because MRI is superior to CT on soft tissue. It is not likely, however, that individual institutions will go out and suddenly spend $5 million to buy one of these because the use is so limited. I think that would be not a likely concern and is not on in the planning, at least at Henry Ford, right now if this passes. That could change, obviously. This is not simply that common yet in the United States. It's starting to be common at major cancer centers like Fox Chase in Philadelphia, for example, has one. That's kind of the background, and we gave you some examples to show you a preciseness in soft tissue. At the work group, I believe the Economic Alliance had a good idea, which was, why don't we simply use weighting of present MRIs? You could weight it more. The answer, it was a good suggestion, but it doesn't work. And the reason it doesn't work, this only is of any value. One, you have to have an open unit. And two, it has to be placed in the radiation oncology division where the CT simulators are. Why? you have to put the patient precisely in the same position that you're going to treat the patient in. Even the movement of a few millimeters or a centimeter would cause you to damage normal tissue. So it has to be an open unit. And it has to be available to them when the patients are there. It doesn't do them any good to send the patient across town. The radiation oncologist has to check everything out. For both of those reasons, it simply has to be an additional unit. Otherwise, it's of no value. It was a good suggestion. It just doesn't hold water in this case. After a work group, this was discussed. The Economic Alliance, as you can tell from the testimony, is choosing not to support this. It's not clear to me why. However, every other group, including the Blues and the department, are supporting this. It passed 8-0 at the meeting in June. Thank you.
This is Commissioner Kashishian. I have a question. These machines can be used for diagnostic MRIs.
Yes.
Thank you.
There's no question they can be. And you have to get a CON if that's what you do.
Mr. Fallahy, follow up on that. They can be used for diagnostic, but they can't unless and until a separate CON is obtained.
That's correct. That's correct.
And that separate CON would be subject to the same standards that are in place, well, whatever standards are
that's
in place
correct.
At the time.
That's correct. Okay. That's correct. I suppose an institution could share the two in that location. Except you have to give preference to the radiation oncologist, otherwise you've defeated your purpose.
Yeah. This is Commissioner Miller. A little bit of background. My concern is the exemption piece, actually delinking the service from volume-based standards or from the personnel or the technique, just as we did with the pancreas transplant. So while it might be consistent with CT, it's inconsistent with other things that we've done. So my question really is more, when CT came online, was there a clear alternative to it? Why was there an exception for CT? How does that apply now? Seems to me we have a classic kind of comparative effectiveness situation. And, there may be an opportunity here to, these are not substitutes for each other. They may be complements for each other. And I just want to get into why this technology should be exempted from volume, whereas CT was not.
CT has the exception if it's only for simulation. And it's my understanding, and I'll take correction because I'm a diagnostic radiologist, not a radiation oncologist, that every radiation oncology department has a CT done for simulation. And they don't have CONs because they're only used for simulation, not for diagnostic purposes. You cannot bill for diagnostic purposes. The analogy is to MRI, which also could not be done for diagnostic purposes but has to be located in the radiation oncology division. Clearly, there's a significant advantage in soft tissue delineation as an example of these three. And I can only answer your question by saying nobody was here when CT first came online in the 80s. I think common sense would tell me it went to the exemption for the same reason that we're asking for the exemption here, which is it was only going to be used for this and not for diagnostic purposes, really in a separate department or area of an institution or an outpatient facility. That's the best I can tell you. Commissioner Goldman, Commissioner Kashishian.
This is Commissioner Kashishian. I am concerned about these standards, and the simple reason is healthcare costs are increasing to go up. We are talking about $5 million per machine. We don't know how many machines are going to be used across the state. Different hospitals are using IMRT very differently. Some very large hospitals are using it about 2% of the time if you look at the CON data. Some small hospitals are using it 80 to 90% of the time. it's really concerning that as we increase infrastructure, somebody has to pay for it. As you look at the comments, Chrysler, GM, our major employers were opposed to this addition. I'm not saying that it isn't better technology. I'm an internist. I'm not a radiation oncologist. I would defer to Dr. Mavas and Dr. Lawrence any day of the week on whether it's better technology or not. But I am saying that this commission has not seen what is the present use of MRIs. Can hospitals move MRIs from their diagnostic units over to their MRT units, and so that the citizens of the state and the employers do not have to pay more money for radiation therapy? That's my comment.
Thank you. All right, with that background, we have...
Yeah, one more time. This is Commissioner Miller. I just want to be clear. My question, and I just want to be clear for my own purposes, because I think it's important. I guess it goes to Dr. Sandler. Is this proposed language required to meet a medical standard of care as it's practiced today in the state of Michigan?
That's a debatable point, since there are none in the state of Michigan. By definition, you couldn't argue it's a standard of care since there aren't any. And the standard of care generally is something which is community-based, not what's the standard of care in Philadelphia, because Fox Chase has them. Since there are none in Michigan, it'd be hard to argue it's a standard of care. But generally, a institution, particularly a leading institution, will figure out what is the best way to treat a patient or to diagnose something based on what's in the literature and what other institutions are doing, and then we'll strive for that.
So this is Commissioner Goldman. Commissioner Sandler, is it correct to say that what we are talking about is expensive technology that is to be used to plan for proper treatment, not for diagnostic purposes?
That would be correct.
And in that sense, it's the same as the discussion we had about C-rings and O-rings in operating rooms to plan treatment rather than be diagnostic.
Yes, the only difference is that, yes, that's correct. So we had to make an exception for that in the standards.
So we made an exception for that. So really what we're thinking about, and I understand Commissioner Kishin's and Commissioner Miller's concerns, it is expensive technology. It is being used for a purpose where the professionals argue that the purpose is to enhance patient care, because, as you pointed out earlier, a millimeter difference harms healthy tissue. And that's the sense that I get of the comments from the radiation oncologists.
Yes. The motivation of this starts to come about because it's felt to be essential with PBT or heavy metal if it comes into the state.
Right.
Because of the location of a number of tumors adjacent to the spine.
I don't know that that's a full answer to people, and I am aware of the cost of the equipment, but that's my understanding at least.
You know, this is Commissioner Kishishian again.
Commissioner Young was going to say.
Yeah.
Again, Brenda, could you delineate what the department feels about this again, just for my own personal knowledge?
This is Brenda. As far as the MRI simulator, the department does support the exception to the language for that, in that we are comparing it to the CT simulator. And again, it's only for treatment planning purposes. If they want to use it for billable diagnostic procedures, it will require a separate MRI certificate of need to be able to do that.
So, yes, go ahead, Mark.
Commissioner Smith had his hand up.
Hey, this is Commissioner Smith. While I was supportive of moving this forward for public comment at our last meeting, the testimony submitted and the due diligence that I think has been demonstrated to this point has really caused me to have the same concerns as expressed by Commissioner Kishishian and Adam.
Thank you. Mark.
This is Commissioner Kishishian. I want to emphasize that I don't know what the utilization of the present MRI machines across the state of Michigan is. Are they being used full time? This country has more MRI machines per capita than any other country in the world, and as we compete in a global economy, we need to try to control healthcare costs. If the hospitals came back and said, we're using all of our MRI machines now, and we have no capacity, then I would switch my decision. But at this point, we don't know what the utilization of the MRI machines are. Are they using them at night? When are they using them? I just can't support it until we understand the appropriate utilization of these machines.